This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call at 765-659-3338 or toll free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome to Party Line on this Tuesday morning. I'm Kevin Keith, Kramer Lumberdew at Center, one of our fine sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Sparrow's Forest and Greenhouse, call today for delivery today. Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Hear Well, Live Well. Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, Simple Time Antiques, Step Back into a Simple Time, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Well, if there's something on your mind on this Tuesday morning, give us a call at 659-3338. WILO News Director Ken Hartman is not joining me this morning. He's heading out to a Clinton County Council meeting, which they've got a couple things on the agenda this morning. That'll start at 9 o'clock this morning. And Ken going to be a busy guy tonight, a long agenda for the Frankfort Community School Board. He'll be at the school board meeting for tonight. So there you go. 659-3338 is the phone number to call. The WILO Skywatch weather forecast. Cloudy today. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. It's mostly cloudy now. High at 85. Cloudy tonight. Chance of showers again. Low 68. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high 82. And Thursday, sunny with a high 82. Right now, it's 68 at WILO. Taking a look at some local things. One of the latest groups I've joined on Facebook is a group called, let's see if I can get this right. The acronym is FUN, F-U-N. It's Frankfort's Unified Neighbors. Stands for FUN. And they're trying to do some things in the community, particularly just unifying the neighborhoods, right? And they're going to be having a community dance coming up later this month. I'm going to tell you about in a minute. But they're also thinking about organizing some neighborhood watch groups and stuff. So everybody is welcome to their community dance. It's going to be on Friday, June 29th, between 6 and 8 p.m. at the Frankfort Neighborhood Center. That's at 259 South 3rd Street. I think they'll have popcorn and drinks provided. It's Frankfort's Unified Neighborhoods, standing for FUN. So their community dance, Friday, June 29th, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Frankfort Neighborhood Center at 259 South 3rd Street. So those guys trying to do some good, guys and gals, I would say, trying to do some good in the community. So we'll keep that in mind and maybe promote that a little bit throughout the week or so, the next couple weeks. There's my good ink pen. I lost that thing yesterday when I, the last hour I was here at WILO. I couldn't find my good ink pen, and it was sitting right here on the control board all this time. So glad I found Mr. Ink Pen there. If there's something on your mind, give me a call at 659-3338 or 800-447-4463. At 9 o'clock, we will have a national guest, and we'll be talking. Let's see, I had it just right here. Ed Culper. Ed is going to be talking about why we can't stay happy and what we can do about it. So he's going to help you find some ways to be happy and stay happy, right? Well, yesterday afternoon, about 4 o'clock or so, Ken came to me and he said, "Hey, I'm heading down to Fontana Fasteners. There's a fire there." And on ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, that's our top story this morning. The Frankfort Fire Department crews battled a furnace stack fire at Fontana Fasteners for about an hour and a half yesterday. At approximately 4:39 p.m., crews were called to Fastener Supply Plant in rural Frankfort after the plant's vent stacks overheated and caused a fire on the bottom floor. Those flames then ignited the roof. The fire department official said there were no injuries and fires caused minor damage to the roof. So luckily they were able to take care of that in a timely manner. You would think there would be a little more destruction with the roof igniting, but I guess they were able to contain that pretty quick. So I also saw this on yesterday on Facebook yesterday. People were talking about what are they doing around First and White Streets. And I started doing a little digging, and then Ken Hartman was able to inform me. And that's our second story on ClintonCountyDailyNews.com this morning. The sidewalk improvement work as part of the Safe Routes to Schools program starting tomorrow at 8 a.m. And they're going to start at First and White Streets. Residents in the area are asked to park on the south side of White Street until further notice and not park on the north side. Crews will be working on White Street between First and Jackson Streets for the next several days. And stay tuned here. We'll keep you up to date as to any updates that are needed, because they'll be moving around a little bit in the area. You could also check out frankfurt-in.gov for the city, the mayor, and the street department's Facebook pages for future updates. Our street department superintendent, Jason Forsyth, was in here several, I don't know, he's been talking about a couple, last couple months, that they're redoing the sidewalk work to basically have the Safe Routes to School. That's the name of the program, and that's exactly what it's doing, is providing kids a safer route to get to school, so they're not walking on broken sidewalks, or in some cases, no sidewalks at all. Another local story that Ken Hartman put together. With summer in full swing, Frankfurt's Building Services team is trying to remind you that the mowing enforcement process that kicks in once grass reaches 7 inches high, and they're asking for everyone's cooperation to help ensure quality neighborhoods are maintained. According to a Frankfurt ordinance, it is unlawful for the owner of a tenant or tenant of any lot, parcel, or tract of real estate located within the corporate limits of the city to allow, cause, or permit an excessive growth, which does exceed higher than an average of 7 inches, of grass, weeds, or other vegetation. Following this ordinance, for any parcels, building services staff notice are reported to them. The following procedure is implemented. They have an initial inspection done with pictures of the property. A complaint form is completed, which you can get at the city's website, and entered into the building services software system. A high grass letter is then sent certified mail as a first notice to the property owner, giving him or her 10 days from the date the letter is received to mow the yard. The 10-day waiting period is required by Indiana state statute. On the 11th day, though, following signed receipt of the notice, the staff re-inspects the property, and if it's still in violation, pictures are taken again and sent to the city's mowing vendor to mow the grass. So they're just trying to remind you, the 10-day mowing process, your grass cannot be higher than 7 inches. Have some kid mow it for you if it gets that tall, right? You know, pay him $10 or $15 to mow your yard for you. 659-3338 or 800-447-4463. Some of you may have heard me rant yesterday at the end of the first portion of Party Line about not being able to find any high-speed Wi-Fi in Clinton County, in the county now, not in Frankfurt, but in Clinton County. And the girlfriend called me yesterday afternoon, and she said she was able to find a group called Viasat. I don't know. We've done our homework. We've checked in and called with five or six people. And I tell you what, I got a feeling that the crew at, let's see, which one was it that we were really upset with? It was the HughesNet. These guys kept trying to run our credit and do all kinds of stuff. And we both had pretty good credit, and they still couldn't get us approved, and they kept asking for social security numbers and all kinds of past addresses and running credits and stuff. So we felt right away that HughesNet was up to something no good, and they were the ones that wanted $500 to get this Wi-Fi started. But like I said, we homeschool a kid, and another kid or two has a tablet, and you know, we need our Wi-Fi as well. And she's looking for a job and can't get on her computer to you know, to upload her resume or anything. So it's been a trying week, but they're coming today. Viasat. I've never even heard of this company, but we're going to give them a try. So they're supposed to be able to bring us at least half of what we had in West Lafayette for some high-speed internet. So we won't feel like we're at Little House on the Prairie anymore out in the country here in Frankfort. Just a mile out of town. We're not that far. We're close to the lagoons. I don't know why you can't get some internet out there. It's like living in 1952 or something. So anyway, we're happy that we'll have that at some point this afternoon. I think they're supposed to come around 11 o'clock or so to do that. Party Line, good morning.
It sounds like HughesNet got burnt by dead beats.
Man, I tell you what, I mean, I've heard of this company for a long time. I mean, they've been established, and I know a lot of people uses them, but we were just trying to... The confusing part, Larry, was we called up, and like I said, she has really good credit, and he said, okay, well, let's just run the credit. We can get you some internet out there. Let's run credit to see if you have to pay for your equipment, or if we could just, you know, if you have good credit, we can just go ahead and give you that equipment. You pay a small deposit, and we'll get you going. Well, I know for a fact she has good credit, and they kept saying, well, we can't run this, and it doesn't match this address, and they just kept going on and on, and it was like 40 minutes, and finally we just hung up on them. This guy kept asking for my social security number and, you know, all kinds of stuff, which I don't mind if it's something legitimate, but I was really surprised. I got a very shady feeling from them, Larry.
I understand your frustration. I just would made a thought that maybe they done been burnt by somebody with the same name as you got.
You know, maybe that's right. I never thought about that.
But I just, welcome to Frankfort, by the way.
Thank you.
Actually, I've had my internet's by AT&T.
Yeah.
I believe that's what it's called.
Well, we called them too, but the only thing, they wasn't able to supply us with anything near what we needed. And we're not looking for, you know, the highest speed in the world, but this 1.5 megabits dial-up stuff, man, it would just, oh, man, can't do that.
I don't have dial. Mine is, I don't know what mine is, I just get on it.
Mm-hmm.
I took my computer to get fixed, and it's a lot slower than it was.
It's not
anyway, I just thought of that. And
have you ever heard of Viasat?
No.
I hadn't either. I'm glad she did her due diligence of checking around. But they're coming today, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that. Because you do, you know, Mr. Casper and I had a discussion one time, and him and another person was on radio thought everybody had a computer. I still know a lot of people that don't have a computer.
Yeah.
And they don't want one.
Yep. Well, I know that, you know, I know a lot of older folks who don't have a computer, but I know a lot of older folks who do have computers.
Oh, this is true. I know it's the same with me, but I just found it fascinating.
Now, one of the things, Larry, that I don't know if you're familiar with, and I doubt you're on Facebook, but you can go to Facebook and create your own profile, and you can share things and talk to friends and reacquaint with folks, you know, and stuff. And you have total control over who you see or who you want to see or who you want to see your stuff. And I've been trying to get Ken Hartman because this is the way that this is the way of the future, you know, the social media and the communication and stuff. And if we want to reach out to these younger folks, we've got to do that. So I've had a Facebook page for probably 5 or 6 years. I cannot get Ken Hartman to get a Facebook page because he's afraid he'll be talking to someone else on the other end that isn't really who they say they are. And I tell him, in this day and age, I mean, you know, you do have some hackers and stuff, but that's where a lot of news is. And that's where I get a lot of news and get a lot of news tips to give him.
Well, I got a Facebook page, and the only thing I get is from people who I have friended. The mm-hmm. reason I don't talk on Facebook is I don't spell very well or see very well mm-hmm. spell. And it doesn't give you that squiggly red line when you misspell a word.
Yeah, the autocorrect there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now that's one reason I don't basically send messages on Facebook. Because my wife tells me that sometimes it takes her a while to decipher what I sent her on email. So I don't know.
Well, I've been able to, over the last 5 or 6 years of having a Facebook page, I've been able to contact with friends I've not seen since we graduated high school together. You know, I know oftentimes that, and now there's some friends I don't want to see, okay?
but, yeah, I understand that.
But you have control over that, too. And I know that, you know, grandparents in Florida, they can keep in contact with their kids anywhere, you know, grandkids.
I have, you know, I have my computer, and I used to use it a lot, but I don't much anymore. I use it more for checking my bank account and, and making a grocery list. But other than that, I understand, but... Yeah, I thought maybe AT&T would be good to you, but evidently they're not.
Well, they the biggest issue we had was I think they offer a lot more of the speed that we would need in Frankfort, in the city of Frankfort. But our address is like a county road, you know, and it's although we're just a mile and a half here from the radio station. I mean, we're on the backside of the lagoons, okay? I mean, we're not too far out.
Yeah.
And I don't understand what the issue is, you know. But I do understand that there has to be a cutoff point somewhere. But you'd think when these companies come into communities, they would at least do a blanket 4 miles or something around the city.
Well, I have a question for you since you're an electronic specialist. AT&T's got electrical phone wire running past your house that comes out of the city of Frankfort. Then why should that be different? Your internet be different than mine?
Yeah, I don't know.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, well, I'm guessing they just haven't got there yet, you know. But as I was complaining about this in the office last week to a couple employees here, and they live out in the country too, and they said, "Oh yeah, it just sucks. There's nothing you can do about it," you know. And I said, "Well, this is terrible."
Well, Gideonsville's got. Or used to have
an
internet site.
I tried Giddingsville. Somebody had told me about them, and I called them, and there was a very nice lady there that helped me, but they don't come out there.
And Mulberry doesn't come out?
Nope, tried Mulberry, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe you should have moved into Vern's old house, and that way you could have got Mulberry.
Maybe.
That's something. See, that's the kind of stuff I don't understand anymore. I used to be able to understand it. But if you got, we'll say AT&T's got a phone line going past your house, because that's the way it comes into my house on the phone line, then it comes by something else. Why? How do you stop the thing at the city limits?
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I do understand that there has to be a cutoff point at some point, you know, a cutoff mark, but... I was really surprised it was, you know, a mile out of town.
Yeah, well, like I say, welcome to Frankfort.
Yeah, well.
Or Clinton County.
So far, it's been a pretty good experience.
I have, and I know I'm being a little sadistic like the gentleman you were talking about that wrote the nasty comment. But I've always said that Clinton County doesn't count in the state of Indiana because they know it's going to vote Republican no matter what. And therefore, they don't have to do anything to make us happy.
You know, there may be some truth to that, Larry.
It's sad, but, you know, it seems that way. The older Republicans in this town are so conservative that when we went to build, and this is my favorite subject, by the way, when we went to build the new jail that we was ordered to build by the federal courts. Boone County was also, theirs cost $4 million when they built it. Our commissioners fought it for so long that it wound up costing us $15
million. I remember you and Ken talking about that.
And that's just Clinton County and Frankfort. We don't, leave it alone, don't grow, but then complain about your taxes. If you want to lower property taxes, then you got to grow.
Well, we were talking about Facebook a minute ago, and, you know, I've seen there, I try to join the groups that deal with Frankfort and Clinton County, whether they're pro-mayor or anti-mayor or whatever they may be. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there who are really worked up over this Prairie Creek Park thing.
And I don't understand it. If I understand everything right, most of the cost of that park's going to be donations.
A lot of it is, yes.
And a few years ago, to give you an idea how the county is and people in Frankfort is, they wanted to tear the courthouse down because it was old and needed repair. And they were going to put a parking lot there.
Yeah.
Now, that to me, you know, instead of fixing the courthouse, which is a wonderful building and very, you know, it should be a historical site or whatever they call them.
Right.
They wanted to tear it down and make a parking lot for downtown, and that was when, just before Walmart come in.
Mm-hmm.
And you see what happened after Walmart come in.
That's what happened in a lot of small communities.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
One thing we've noticed, especially the girlfriend, you know, from driving around town and having to run to the dollar store or out to Walmart or somewhere, she's like, everything is so small here. You know,
yep.
We're used to the great big West Lafayette stores, you know. And but so far we've been able to find everything we need. And as we, you know, I didn't tell you this on the air, but gosh, Saturday we had we had a range and a dryer and a washer we were trying to hook up. And I drove all over town trying to find a cord that would fit the plug-in at my house. It had the three-prong cord, but the four-prong plug-in at the house. And I drove all over town, and everybody was real helpful, but nobody had this thing. And so I was finally able to find it at McCollum's. He had one left.
Yeah.
And that was my last place I stopped.
Sounds about right. It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
And have fun, and I'll let you go. I got to get ready to go somewhere.
All right, Larry, have a good day.
I'm going to try. Bye.
Thank you. 659-3338 is the phone number to call. About 5 minutes left in this first portion. At 9 o'clock, we'll be talking with Ed Kuiper. Ed is going to talk about why we can't stay happy and what we can do about it. So we're going to get you happy on this Tuesday, all right? Well, last night as I was going to sleep, I noticed something I never thought I would see. NBC News cut in around 9 o'clock last night, and I saw a picture of President Trump shaking hands with Kim Jong-un. I never thought I would see that, but Kim Jong-un reaffirming his commitment made in April this morning to eventual and complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Photos of the joint agreement signed by the two leaders following their historic summit in Singapore reveal some details. Trump is offering security guarantees in exchange for denuclearization. The document also calls for the recovery and repatriation of the remains of missing service members who were lost in the Korean War in the early 1950s. The document commits both the U.S. and North Korea to a follow-up negotiation led by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and his North Korean counterpart. So it was kind of amazing because we hear North Korea a couple months ago just railing on the United States and talking about us going to be, you know, fire and fury like we've never seen and stuff. And I don't know, I was on one of these groups last night on Facebook talking about it. It was a local group they were talking about. And I had posted a little something because I was a little perturbed with NBC, but I'm perturbed with NBC and CNN and Fox. Yes, Fox too, because nobody reports just the facts anymore, you know. But anyway, you know, a couple months ago, it was really heated between the two countries. And last night, when he was Kim Jong-un was shaking hands with President Trump, Kim Jong-un looked like a deer in the headlights. You know, he looked a little like he knew what was going on, but he was like, wow, this is a serious deal now. And so it made me make a comment on Facebook that, you know, whether you love Trump or hate Trump, I'm just glad that, you know, the United States is no longer seen as this wussy pacifist nation that we've become thanks to former President Barack Obama. So it's good to see America looking good and feeling good again. So I made that comment last night, and it got a few people riled up, including a few people I know listen to this program. But we can agree to disagree, right? Well, a couple other national stories here before we take a break. I saw where, let's see here, what did I do with it? Yes, White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow is doing well after suffering a heart attack. Just ahead of his big summit with North Korean's leader, President Trump tweeted Kudlow was in Walter Reed Medical Center in Maryland being treated for a heart attack. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders told reporters the 70-year-old is in good condition. And also, I saw this, Attorney General Jeff Sessions is putting limits on those seeking asylum in the U.S. Sessions has signed an order ensuring the victims of domestic violence and gang violence no longer qualify for immigrant asylum. I don't know why they ever would. In a statement, Sessions said, asylum is traditionally granted to those who have been persecuted or have well-founded fears of persecution. He argued that most victims of personal crimes do not fit this description, no matter how vile and reprehensible the crimes are. So there you go. We're going to come back with our national guest here in just a few minutes. Again, you can call in and talk with our national guest if you'd like to. 6538 or 800-447-4463. We're going to talk happiness next on WILO.
We now pause for station identification. We're that low building on the west end of town with antennas on top of the roof. This is WILO Frankfort.
Thank you for making Clinton County Daily News your number one resource for the news you need in Clinton County. Now available is Party Line On Demand. Just click the On Air tab. Also now available is Help Wanted, where you can find a job, or if you're a business, find out how to advertise the jobs you already have available. Also, while you're there, let us know your opinion by answering the poll question of the week. And make sure you check the real-time weather radar. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your local free online newspaper.
State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.